All right, peace, y'all. Peace. What's poppin'? Salute to everybody. Got some important stuff to talk about today. Let me see. Make sure everything is good. Salute to Precious. I appreciate you, Precious. Thank you for the donation. Greatly appreciate that. Anybody that donates to the channel, you know what I'm saying? I greatly appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for the hard work and the support. Salute to Crystal Long as well. Thank you, Crystal Long. You know what I'm saying? She looked out for the cookout. Salute to Crystal, man, and Precious, man, that donate to the channel. Let me shout some people out real quick. Who they? What's poppin'? Notorious, Don Prototype, Slim Hussein, EOS, Aaliyah, Eric T, Tata, Colin, Chat, Dutch Ramundo, Melted Dark Chocolate. Wait, so he released people's data information? Nah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about that too. Atlanta since 82. Jay Wills, Elite 504, Mishi Bless, Monique Mima, Jay Stacks, Calhoun, Deb Michelle. The Real Philly was popping. Z was popping. All right. So we got some stuff to talk about today. And it's going to go into basically what I said the other day about these sacrifices that take place. Now, the rapper ESTG, I did a video on him about a couple months ago, maybe last year. And, you know, it's been a lot of weird stuff that circulate this dude. You know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy satanic stuff. Like, his music is, he ain't ashamed. You know what I'm saying? He will tell you in his raps he sold his soul to the devil. You know what I'm saying? And as of recently, the past 2 weeks, people around him have been dying. Now, you know, I briefly spoke about why this stuff really be happening, you know what I'm saying, in the industry and all of that stuff, but I probably will give a little bit more detail without violating YouTube's policy and explaining a little bit in more detail on how, like, this weird stuff be taking place. Then, for all of those out there, so there was a data breach the other day. I think it was like maybe yesterday or 2 days ago, but it was a data breach where there's like over 3 billion Americans, their social security and all of their addresses and everything has been stolen. You know what I'm saying? Like 3 billion Americans. So they probably got my social, your social, her social, his social, your kid's social, dead people's social. It's a lot going on. Now, we seen that this took place, I guess, maybe a couple months ago as well with AT&T, and they information got hacked. So now this is, in my opinion, when I see stuff like this, this is all just like a ploy, you know, to get people on one accord with certain things. But I'm going to talk about that too. Yes, what's popping, man? Renee, what's popping? Uh-oh, some blood was shed. Yeah, 888 job says some blood was shed. It's not only just him, but a lot of rappers have been losing their life, you know what I'm saying, to gun violence. We seen Julio Fulio, whatever his name is. He was a victim of the same situation, you know what I'm saying? Now, we could have credited to, you know, hip hop just being negative, right? And dissing the dead and all of that stuff, it will come back, but it's deeper than that for some situations. You know what I'm saying? It really is deeper than that. But salute to everybody, you know what I'm saying? I greatly appreciate y'all. Oh, salute to my man LJ2020. I gotta chop it up with you too, bro. He said for Christ is the only way. Stay prayed up. That's a fact, though. That's a fact, though. We starting to see a lot of this stuff is getting wicked. But let's play this clip, though, man. I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to break it down. Salute to Yash Kara And I seen a lot of y'all people said that Sha was on the same board back in the day. But salute to Yash Karai. He's going to explain it, then I'll give a little more detail. But make sure y'all hit the like button, y'all. And we're going to talk about Coon Steve Harvey, too. He's another one that I don't understand. But let's get to this situation real quick.
We'll tell you what we can give you. We'll tell you what we can give you. What you mean, a letter, man? Just tell them right here. No. Go home. We're going to send you a letter. And that letter, they're going to explain. But it's going to be coded like what they want him to do if he's willing to do this. You see, it's just like nursery rhymes. And you're like, what? If I do what? Well, I don't understand the letter. Give us your mama, and we'll put you in the $20 million club. Man, you crazy. And if you're weak, you ain't got the Lord on your side, you sitting at home in that dark room, you tired of eating Roman noodles, you ain't got no running water, electricity out, you buy a candle going, all right, man, she worked, you know, downtown, she get off at 6. What I supposed to do? Set it up, have her at home, you catch a plane, go somewhere for a couple of days, and we'll send you a text. All right. A week later, they give them a text. They won't say that she's dead. They'll be like, the party was great. Thanks for showing up. Because it's like coded. They ain't going to just come out and say they killed her, right? He hear it on the news, she's dead. He break down. He goes to his bank account. He got $20 million in his bank. He slowly forget his mama. Ask Kanye West. That's how he got down.
Someone shot and killed a local rapper's booking agent just hours after leaving a concert at a popular downtown venue.
WDRB's Stefan Johnson explains the warning shared by police before this event. Stefan?
Well, that concert included local rapper ESTG and was held behind me here at the KFC Yum Center on Saturday. There was a heavy police presence, but there was also a warning from police and city officials about the potential of danger. Saturday's concert at the KFC Yum Center was a sellout, but fans were not the only ones there.
I kind of heard about that, the concerns, because they were talking about an increased police presence.
Dr. Eddie Woods is with No More Red Dots, which works to end gun violence and recidivism.
We first heard about it within, I guess probably within minutes, you know, that there had been a shooting.
Just a few hours after the concert, 31-year-old Devontae Beach was found shot to death inside a car on Main Street, just a few blocks away from the Yum Center. Beach is listed on social media as the booking agent for the headliner, ESTG.
Well, then we start trying to figure out who is it, whether it was connected to the event that was going on at that time.
WDRB has learned there was a heavy police presence from 4 p.m. until midnight outside the Yum Center and included members of the Special Response Team, SWAT, Air Unit, and Criminal Interdiction Division.
Thank you, Suzanne. Breaking news from overnight, LMPD investigating a deadly triple shooting in the Highlands.
Officers were called out around 1:45 a.m. on a report of a shooting, and that happened in the 900 block of Baxter Avenue. That area, of course, is home to several bars and restaurants. Police first found one man who'd been shot and killed, and then a little later, they found a second man who'd been shot. He was taken to University Hospital, and that is where he died. So two people dead, and shortly after that, a third man who'd been shot showed up at Suburban Hospital. Officers didn't comment on the extent of his injuries, but they did say he is expected to survive. LMPD's homicide unit is investigating this, and right now they don't have any suspects. So
ESTG artist, Blue Mike, was shot and killed Sunday morning, just 2 weeks after him losing his manager that was shot and killed in the same city after ESTG performed. Y'all don't know who ESTG is, you know. He's a CMG artist, you know, he up on the Yo Gotti. He's a pretty popular artist, you know, from Louisville, Kentucky. You know, people talk about him saying that he can rap, but they say his raps are very dark. They say, like, you know, his rap are so evil, and then people always talk about his hairline, you feel what I'm saying? But overall, he's a pretty decent artist. Now, last night, news was made that he lost his artist that goes by the name of Lil Mike. And then the crazy thing about it is people are talking about how he just put up a snippet. This is somebody, and they caught up to him.
An East Bay rapper killed over the weekend, and her friends say she was shot while attending an event at a beauty shop in Oakland. New at 6, KTVU's Crystal Bailey joins us now with more details on her life and what led up to that shooting. Crystal?
Well, the victim is known as Tan Da God, a rapper with more than 20,000 followers on Instagram and a bright future ahead of her, according to the people who knew her. They say the young entrepreneur and music artist was passionate about her music, and they never saw this coming.
A woman shot dead in broad daylight.
Yeah, everybody like ducked and like hide behind the cars and stuff.
It was supposed to be a celebration. Glamour Beauty Supply on Telegraph in Oakland was hosting a grand opening on Saturday. The historic beauty shop closed back in May but was under new ownership. Friends identified the woman killed as Aliana Green, known as Oakland rapper Tan Da God. The new owner of the shop, who declined an interview, says he invited the well-known Oakland rapper to the event because she was a supporter of black-owned businesses. This is video from her Instagram. She was promoting the grand opening and having a meet and greet with fans.
She was performing there, and this guy with the hoodie just walks in through that gate and just started shooting.
I hear some shots, right? So the shots I thought was just part of like the music, the performance, and then I heard like three really loud shots.
Vincent, who works the donut shop next door, says people came into his shop for cover from the gunfire. Police are tight-lipped about what led to the shooting, but friends of the rapper, who were too scared to speak on camera, tell us they think she was targeted, and witnesses agree.
He was targeting her only. I saw it. Like, he wasn't like shooting at like everybody. He was just shooting at her.
I think the rapper was like screaming, "I'm hit, I'm hit." And she was just laying on the ground until the medics came.
Police say a second person was also shot but survived. A friend of the rapper, Ernest Holloway, who's seen here in this video with her, says she will be missed in the local music community.
She was very passionate, like just very driven to be successful at what she did.
Rapper Mr. Fab declined an interview but says she was like a little sister to him. He posted on Instagram he will always remember her as a hustling go-getter with a world of ambition, drive, and courage, and a heart big as Texas. He says he was planning to attend the same event, but says God had other plans.
God had other plans. Just so happens he didn't show up. They said, didn't she brag about killing her boyfriend? Okay, I didn't know that. I can't pronounce your name. Africana said she bragged about killing her boyfriend, Fulio type. Oh, that's never gonna end good. That's never gonna end good. But what I will say is this, right? I will say this when It's just ironic how, you know, being a rapper is a dangerous job. It's very dangerous, especially if you're rapping about violence, right? Because there's always going to be somebody to test your heart, right? To see if you really talking or living that lifestyle that you're rapping about. So a lot of these individuals, they get themselves caught up in this madness where, you know, it's just an ongoing cycle of people that just constantly keep dying back to back, right? But then on the other hand, you have individuals, okay, because there's three ways. Like, if we're going to talk about drill rapping, yeah, that causes a lot of problems in the black community, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, there's other ways that this stuff takes place, is like insurance. So if you sign to a independent label, right, and the person has to invest a certain amount of money in you, right? I told y'all this before. If a person decides to invest a certain amount of money in you, and you don't recoup that money, okay, they will find ways to get their money back. This has been going on in the music business for decades, okay? And the sad part about this is, you know, our old school rappers, they don't have medical plans or medical insurance and stuff like that. But they do put insurance policies on you because the fact that most record labels, you know, incorporate drug budgets, right? Where they make sure a rapper is satisfied or high out of their mind, okay? And just in case, if you croak, they will still get paid off of you. Now, if they sign you for, let's just say, $500,000, okay, you signed that deal for $500,000, but they put out an insurance policy on you that's worth $900,000, they really don't have no need for you. And when I see stuff like that, young lady, now, I see y'all in the comments, y'all said that she was talking about doing stuff to her ex-boyfriend. She the reason why he gone. And that stuff does play a major part because, you know, you can't just go out here setting people up and don't think that anything is going to happen to you, right? But the fact is that the music business reaps the benefits off of this. And they know. Now, the whole ESTG thing, right? Manja, you know, before he got in the position he's in now, famous, right? His mother had passed away. And I find this to be so crazy, and I said this before. Why is it that every single person that's in the entertainment industry, someone close to them always dies? You know, it's a repetitive pattern. And then mysteriously, when the person passes away, you know, now their career just happens to take off. Like, I'll show y'all this real quick, right? If I may. This is kind of crazy. And this is what I be talking about with a lot of this stuff too. I don't really want to play this guy's content, but it's important that I show y'all this, right? It's very important that I show you guys this. Where is it at? Okay, so let me just get to the part where it's important, right? Hold on, y'all. Give me a second, cause I don't want to play this guy's content. I really don't. I don't rock with him at all. All right, so let me just let me do this real quick. All right, I'm going to show y'all this real quick, man. Because this is what I be talking about. This is exactly what I be talking about right here. Right? Let's get the audio going real quick. All right, so let's do this real quick. Let me do this real quick.
Security, you need to protect yourself more?
Now, this is Rich Homie Quan basically explaining how he don't really care that his father got killed, right? But this was like at the beginning of his career. You know what I'm saying? Like at the very beginning. But watch what he say towards the end of this clip.
You know, coming that close to home?
Nah, it ain't even that, man. Niggas know, bro. Niggas know, like, bro, I ain't no hoe, bro. I don't know if the shots were for me, bro. You feel me? But, like, whoever did it, bro, like, man.
Now, we seen the dude, what's his name? YSL Woody, he basically was like, yeah, we did it. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta pay attention to certain things they be saying. Watch.
That shit was lame, bro. Nigga know that shit, bro. Point blank, period. And like, you know what I'm saying? Real gangster don't talk, bro. So like I say, we just don't really get off that subject. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. You know what I mean? I'm 100 about everything I do, bro. You know what I mean? Like, for real, bro. You know what I mean? Like, my dad in a better place, man. Like, he's stronger mentally. He's stronger, like, spiritually. He's stronger all around, bro. He don't do nothing but make me stronger. He give me something new to talk about. You feel me?
Now. Now, he said, he also said in that clip, he was like, his dad is there spiritually helping him. You know what I'm saying? Turn your mic up. Is it better now? Come on, man. I don't want to be yelling in the mic, son. Is that low for a reason? All right, now let's talk about... Listen. Let me just be honest with y'all, right? I don't care who you go out and vote for. I don't really care. I really don't. But this is what I'm talking about right here, y'all. Watch this nonsense here. Look at this.
Before y'all start calling my radio show and DMing me, talking about why you ain't asked no hard-hitting questions, that ain't what this is. I'm throwing a lob. This is an alley-oop for a dunk. Because this administration needs to get the word out of what they're actually doing and what they're actually accomplishing. So we can stop all this foolishness about what you're doing for black people. Can't nobody come out with no agenda and call it this for black people and expect to get in the White House. You got to play the game different. Y'all know what this is. So now this next question is another lie for her to dunk. Because they done a lot, man. But we see, I'm on this radio show. I'm hearing all these people talking about, I'm not voting if they not doing nothing for us. Listen to me. If you do not vote, the analytics will show. They know how many women vote, how many, they know the age you are when you vote. If we don't vote, how are we going to ask for something next time?
So we not supposed to just say, what are you going to do for us? We just supposed to just go out and vote. Like, so now candidates don't even have to explain what they're going to do for the community, because you got people like Steve Harvey that will literally tell you, hey, you know, just do what we tell you to do. Nah, dog, them days is over. I'm sorry for the hearing impaired. If you can't hear, you know what I'm saying, turn your closed caption on, son. I don't know what to tell you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, this is the problem. Like, you know, we have these puppets, man, that are in these tax brackets, right? And they deem themselves as overseers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to go back to the days of slavery or whatever, right? And you always had the overseer. He was the good boy, the good old boy. He, you know what I'm saying? He made sure that everything was good. And we was to look up to this dude, even though he was the same color, and he be on a high horse, on his high horse, literally. And he would determine what we do. But this is what the celebrity is, or the entertainer. You know what I'm saying? And they use these puppets to spread agendas. You know what I'm saying? When all the while they could care less. Now, I'm not an advocate for any particular side. I don't care for any side at this point. You know what I'm saying? I know who makes the rules, and it ain't no president. All right? It's just crazy, though, when I see stuff like that. Like, you really gonna tell, you know, and sad to say, it will be the elderly or the elders that will just say, you know what? I'm gonna do what Steve told me to do. I listen to his show every morning, and I'm gonna just go out there, you know what I'm saying? Do what he told me to do. I ain't gonna look. You know what I'm saying? But that's what they doing. Steve Harvey, yeah, salute African. It says Steve Harvey and Ricky Smiley are whole raccoons. That's the sad part about this, man. It's like, you know, these people are entertainers, okay? They're on TV for a reason. They do whatever they're told to do. They don't have no say-so. They can't even control their money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they said Steve always been the enemy. Yeah, you know, he went out there, told black women to think like a man and all of this stuff. And, you know, he screwed up. There's another one that screwed up the community. You know what I'm saying? But what are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? Yeah, they said, what? Y'all see them photos of Steve drunk in the woods with them demons? Nah, I ain't see that. You know what I mean? Yeah, they saying there's no point. There's no point to vote. I mean, you're going to still have people that go out there and decide to vote. And, you know, I'm not an advocate of telling people not to, because you do as you please, right? But, you know, I don't know. I don't see me voting for anybody if I don't know what they're doing. You know, you got one side telling us that they're going to give the police immunity if they commit crimes. Like, then you have the other side literally ain't saying nothing. I haven't heard this lady speak on anything yet. Not a word. Not a word. I haven't heard her say not a word on what she plans to do for everybody. Not just the black community, but for everybody. Because it ain't just about the black community. It's about everybody. You gonna screw us all over. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Now, let's talk about this data situation. Now, for those of y'all that go out and do ancestries and all of these things, they gather your information. Now, as of recently, a background check website was infiltrated, all right? And they got all of our information. Now, I'll just say this. If you like applied for an apartment or a car or whatever the case may be where it requires for you to, or a job, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, they pretty much have your information and it's in the wrong hands. Now, I'm going to play this clip and then I'm going to talk about the reason why. You know what I'm saying? I might get on my little tinfoil hat nonsense, but I'm going to talk about why this stuff is happening, because I wouldn't doubt that the hidden hand is behind this stuff. But let's play this without further ado.
Could be one of the largest data breaches in history is revealed after a lawsuit is filed. According to court documents, National Public Data, a background check website, was accessed in April of this year, and the personal information of 2.9 billion people was stolen. Matt Mathias spoke to a local cybersecurity expert and joins us now with much more. Matt.
Well, good evening, Sean. Cybersecurity is a constantly evolving and changing field. But with more and more information being shared online, more and more criminals are looking to steal and sell that information. Data from nearly 3 billion people was stolen and sold for $3.5 million earlier this year. Now, after a lawsuit has come out against the information broker shining a light on the situation, it's expected to be one of the largest data breaches ever.
As our lives gets more interconnected, we're going to see a huge rise of cyber threats and cyber attacks. Data breaches will never going to stop. It's always about how we can remediate that and taking precautions to limit the impact of such breaches.
Information collected in the breach includes, but is not limited to, legal names, 30 years of address history, family information, and even social security numbers, some taken from people who have been dead for at least 20 years. That information was posted on the dark web on April 8th, and at this point there have been no official notification made to the affected parties.
So they use a lot of anonymization tools that kind of hides their identity, hides their location, and that's why it's a little bit difficult for law enforcement agencies to track them. But they've been doing a great job in tracking those individuals and catching them. But there's always going to be somebody who is going to be hiding somewhere in some basement behind a keyboard doing these kind of activities.
Regardless, data breaches will continue to be common, and keeping your information safe just comes down to good cyber hygiene.
Don't feel guilty if you are a victim of a breach. Don't panic, stay calm, and go through the process of freezing and monitoring your accounts. But the basic cyber hygiene tools, again, keep your software up to date, keep your browsers up to date, avoid phishing links, clicking on random links here and there. Be cautious about these social engineering kind of attacks that try to steal your information.
Now, I will say this. This type of stuff has been going on for a long time, where people's information have been getting taken, right, and put in the wrong hands. Now, I heard a number close to 3 billion Americans. Okay, let's just look up how many Americans are in America. Let's do that. Let's see. How many Americans are in United States? So it says 300, according to the, as of August 15, 2024, the population of the United States is 345,653,953, according to the Worldometer. 300 million. This figure includes the 50 states and Washington DC, but does not include the population of 5 unincorporated US territories and several minor islands. So it says 300 million. So they basically got, yeah, they said 300 plus Americans. So they got more than enough people's information. Somebody said just before elections. Interesting. Now, what happens with this, right, is, and I truly believe that the hidden hand is behind all of this. This is my tinfoil belief right here. Now, if they wanted to, right, issue in a new way of a payment, right, or things of that nature, they could do that by shutting certain things down. Now, when you go to the bank, God forbid anybody's a victim of this, you go to the bank and tell them, yo, I just been finessed, right? Now, you go to the bank and they give you a whole new situation that will enforce security, right? It's good for your safety. But now, you know, the rules and regulations have changed. The terms and agreements have changed. And the fact that this stuff is happening, right, it's no coincidence. You know, we live in a country where the highest security, as far as with data, all right, should be confidential. Our privacy should be confidential. How do you allow someone to do this? Now, a few months ago, they were saying that the Chinese government was threatening to basically steal information, hack data and all of that stuff, right? That's what they said. And, you know, it was a big scare that came along, I believe, maybe 2 weeks ago. And they said, no, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. There's nothing to worry about. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to tell us that people's information have gotten taken away. It's just, I don't understand it, man. I really don't understand it. Hold on, let me see. Salute to Emmanuel, man. He said, for all of the info you research and provide. Thank you, Emmanuel, man. I appreciate you, man. I got a video to put out for y'all today on Patreon, and then I'm going to drop a video exclusively for y'all tomorrow, also on Patreon. Yeah, this is just weird, man. It's just weird. The Glotus, thank you, man. I appreciate you. Now, if you witness this, if there's a situation that takes place and you witness this, just be very careful out there, y'all. I was thinking, Brandon Ely said, I was thinking it was probably the Chinese or Russia. It got to be some people who are great at cyber attacks and hacking. Well, just think about this. Why would they need our data? Why would they need all of this information, right? Not only just to keep tracks of us, but that too. You know what I'm saying? That also plays a major part in it as well, to keep tracks of all of us, right? But, you know, now that this stuff is being placed on places like the dark web and, you know, your information is jeopardized, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be... This can actually crash the banking system. And it's so ironic that when you're taking a look at the stock market is actually crashing, and now all of a sudden people's data is out there, you know, the banks have been infiltrated. It's always something, you know what I'm saying? And then now y'all want to push this whole zero trust thing where you have to upload your ID and all of this crap to sites like Google and, you know, all of these social media websites. It's strange now. You know what I'm saying? It's strange now. And EOS said it's Americans. I believe that too. I truly believe that it's, you know, because if y'all paid attention to the clip, the guy says, you know, the information was stolen and then it was sold. So who sold it? You know what I'm saying? You're right, right. Kyrie said the same thing I said. It's our own government doing that, man. It gotta be. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's weird, man. It's strange stuff that goes on out here. Salute to everybody that said likes are free. Yeah, ends of boys. Basra said they getting ready to go digital. It's done by design to bring in a new system RFID chip, aka the mark of the beast. Now here's the thing, right? If you can pay at certain stores by scanning your palm over a device, you won't have these issues, which is why they trying to show you that there's a problem with the old system. You know what I'm saying? But it's always something, man. It's always something, man. Now let's go. I'm gonna play this clip one more time. And then we're gonna talk about this too. This is crazy though.
We'll tell you what we can give you. We'll tell you what we can give you. What you mean, a letter, man? Just tell me right here. No. Go home. We're going to send you a letter. And that letter, they're going to explain. But it's going to be coded like what they want him to do if he's willing to do this. You see, it's just like nursery rhymes. And you're like, what? If I do what? Well, I don't understand the letter. Give us your mama, and we'll put you in the $20 million club. Man, you crazy. And if you're weak, you ain't got the Lord on your side, you sitting at home in that dark room, you tired of eating Roman noodles, you ain't got no running water, electricity out, you buy a candle going, all right, man. She work, you know, downtown. She get off at 6. What I supposed to do? Set it up, have her at home. You catch a plane, go somewhere for a couple of days, and we'll send you a text. All right. A week later, they give them a text. They won't say that she's dead. They'll be like, the party was great. Thanks for showing up. Because it's like coding. They ain't going to just come out and say they killed her, right? He hear it on the news, she's dead. He break down. He goes to the bank account. He got $20 million in the bank. He slowly forget his mama. Ask Kanye West. That's how he got down.
Someone shot and killed a local rapper's booking agent just hours after leaving a concert at a popular downtown venue.
WDRB's Stefan Johnson explains the warnings shared by police before this event. Stefan?
Well, that concert included local rapper ESTG and was held behind me here at the KFC Yum Center on Saturday. There was a heavy police presence, but there was also a warning from police and city officials about the potential of danger. Saturday's concert at the KFC Yum Center was a sellout, but fans were not the only ones there.
I kind of heard about that, the concerns, because they were talking about an increased police presence.
Dr. Eddie Woods is with No More Red Dots, which works to end gun violence and recidivism.
We first heard about it within, probably within minutes, you know, that there had been a shooting.
Just a few hours after the concert, 31-year-old Devontae Beach was found shot to death inside a car on Main Street, just a few blocks away from the Yum Center. Beach is listed on social media as the booking agent for the headliner, ESTG.
So then we start trying to figure out who is it, whether it was connected to the event that was going on at that time.
WDRB has learned there was a heavy police presence from 4 p.m. until midnight outside the Yum Center and included members of the Special Response Team, SWAT, Air Unit, and Criminal Interdiction Division.
Thank you, Suzanne. Breaking news from overnight. LMPD investigating a deadly triple shooting in the Highlands.
Officers were called out around 1:45 a.m. on a report of a shooting, and that happened in the 900 block of Baxter Avenue. That area, of course, is home to several bars and restaurants. Police first found one man who'd been shot and killed, and then a little later, they found a second man who'd been shot. He was taken to University Hospital, and that is where he died. So two people dead, and shortly after that, a third man who'd been shot showed up at Suburban Hospital. Officers didn't comment on the extent of his injuries, but they did say he is expected to survive. LMPD's homicide unit is investigating this, and right now they don't have any suspects. So
ESTG artist, Blue Mike, was shot and killed Sunday morning, just 2 weeks after him losing his manager that was shot and killed in the same city after ESTG performed. Y'all don't know who ESTG is, you know. He's a CMG artist, you know, he up on the Yo Gotti. He's a pretty popular artist, you know, from Louisville, Kentucky. You know, people talk about him saying that he can rap, but they say his raps are very dark. They say, like, you know, his rap are so evil, and then people always talk about his hairline, you feel what I'm saying? But overall, he's a pretty decent artist. Now, last night, news was made that he lost his artist that goes by the name of Lil Mike. And then the crazy thing about it is people talking about how he just put up a snippet. This is somebody, and it caught up to him.
An East Bay rapper killed over the weekend, and her friends say she was shot while attending an event at a beauty shop in Oakland. New at 6, KTVU's Crystal Bailey joins us now with more details on her life and what led up to that shooting. Crystal?
Well, the victim is known as Tan Degod, a rapper with more than 20,000 followers on Instagram and a bright future ahead of her, according to the people who knew her. They say the young entrepreneur and music artist was passionate about her music, and they never saw this coming.
A woman shot dead in broad daylight.
Yeah, everybody like ducked and like hide behind the cars and stuff.
It was supposed to be a celebration. Glamour Beauty Supply on Telegraph in Oakland was hosting a grand opening on Saturday. The historic beauty shop closed back in May but was under new ownership. Friends identified the woman killed as Aliana Green, known as Oakland rapper Tan Degod. The new owner of the shop, who declined an interview, says he invited the well-known Oakland rapper to the event because she was a supporter of black-owned businesses. This is video from her Instagram. She was promoting the grand opening and having a meet and greet with fans.
She was performing there, and this guy with the hoodie just walks in through that gate and just started shooting.
I hear some shots, right? So the shots I thought was just part of like the music, the performance, and then I heard like three really loud shots.
Vincent, who works the donut shop next door, says people came into his shop for cover from the gunfire. Police are tight-lipped about what led to the shooting, but friends of the rapper, who were too scared to speak on camera, tell us they think she was targeted, and witnesses agree.
He was targeting her only. I saw it. Like, he wasn't like shooting at like everybody. He was just shooting at her.
I think the rapper was like screaming, "I'm hit, I'm hit," and She was just laying on the ground until the medics came.
Police say a second person was also shot but survived. A friend of the rapper, Ernest Holloway, who's seen here in this video with her, says she will be missed in the local music community.
She was very passionate, like just very driven to be successful at what she did.
Rapper Mr. Fab declined an interview but says she was like a little sister to him. He posted on Instagram he will always remember her as a hustling go-getter with a world of ambition, drive, and courage, and a heart big as Texas. He says he was planning to attend the same event, but says God had other plans.
I mean, if you sign up to be a part of that mess, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's very, very wicked industry, man. Very, very wicked industry. Very wicked, man. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be careful of who you signing to also. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really be careful of who you're signing to. Some people may say, oh, ESTG signed me to a record deal. You don't know. In a couple months, you're going to be this dude's offering. You know what I'm saying? You look at people like Meek Mill and Lil Snoop, you know, and it's just, you know, it's messed up. But these people have to do this. Now, the business goes like this. I gave a brief detail on this, and salute to Yash Karab, but the business goes like this. It's like, we talk about this all the time. It's a big club. And in order for them to trust you, okay, because if you look at all of these ancient religions, right? The Mesopotamians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, or the Satanists, all of these old ancient religions, all right, they all practice human sacrifices, right? So when you get in the business and you start to see that these people are down with this stuff, right? It shouldn't be a shock to you. Like, it shouldn't really be a shock to you to hear that a rapper and this person just lost a relative or whatever the case may be. And now all of a sudden they just, everything is all right now. Everything is cool. You know what I'm saying? Jay Williams said, create your own record label. Yeah, I mean, see, here's the thing, right? And a lot of people always say, yo, man, I'm a sign myself. But you got to have the funds to do that. And then for the most part, right, if your money is not unlimited like these major corporations, you will run out of cash funding your own career. You know, you got people like Master P, right? Master P, when he first came in the industry, he came in through by way of a job, right? He had a job working at a record store. He from a story that I heard, the way that he got on, he cheated too. He bought a box of Snickers, like a bunch of Snickers bars, right? I think it was some crazy number. He bought a bunch of Snickers bars and he cut his barcode off, right, of his album, his first album, I believe, and taped his barcode on all the Snickers bars and put them back in the store. So when people was ringing up the Snickers bars thinking it was, you know, a Snickers bar, he was getting the record sales for that. The industry had to take notice to him because they like, wait a minute, who's this Master P dude selling all these records? Lo and behold, he taped his barcode on the back of the Snickers bar, right? So once they paid attention to him, now they bring him the money. Oh, we see you selling all these records. Let's get down. Master P faked it till he made it. You know what I'm saying? And They gave him a bunch of money. Windy Day and all of them gave him a bunch of money. And he just took it from there. But it's always a scam with the music business. It's always a scam. It's not for you to win. And when you gotta these rappers that do this stuff and do crazy acts and get down with the dark stuff and all of that mess, they don't understand this. It's like these people, money is unlimited. So by way of you giving up your cousin, your auntie, your moms, your dad, your friend, your dog, your cat, whatever, they already got people in the vicinity that are there placed to help any one of these rappers, but they just gotta be able to trust you. If they can't trust you, then they don't put you down with it. That's why. And people say, why wouldn't Yo Gotti sacrifice ESTG? Because he's a part of the program. He's down with them. They can't do that to their own. Now, you know, if you separate yourself like the dude Snooty Wild was signed to Yo Gotti at first, and then, you know, he separated himself and stopped doing music and fell back from the industry. Now, this is when things like that could take place, because you're no longer at the gatherings, you're not attending the events, you're not attending the rituals, you're not doing certain things that they need you to be a part of. You get what I'm saying? There's no hidden cult or no weird stuff in the mountains that these people be located at. All of these things happen at these Hollywood parties. All of these things happen at these industry events. Okay, this stuff takes place at these industry events and these parties where there's no trace of evidence of where you could say, oh, this meet up here. You know, this is why you can't bring cameras inside of the Met Gala, because there's some underhanded stuff that goes on in there. So the music business, it's one step up to success. It's another step up to success. So many people may acclaim that. Oh, the music business, I signed the deal, I'm rich. No, you're not rich, bro. You still got work to do. Okay, there's plenty of people out there that have signed million-dollar deals and literally don't have nowhere to sleep right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, taking a look at why this stuff takes place is because it's an in crowd. You know, it's an in crowd. And we all, most of us, I can't say all, we all, but most of us, when we create music, we thinking that we got to come up with a hit record. You know what I'm saying? And that hit record will take us to new ventures. You know, nowadays it's very easy to make a hit record. It's very easy, very, very easy to make a hit record on what people like, right? You're just catering to people's thoughts or their feelings, their emotions, you know. Positive rap won't really do it. You know what I'm saying? It's not, unfortunately, it's not lucrative in that business, because they don't, the whole objective is for the music industry is not to wake people up. They have to keep you asleep. They have to keep you asleep and programmed. If a male rapper comes out right now and says, baby, I'ma buy you a bag, I'ma buy you this and that, and buy you this, and I just want a trick and all of this, all the women will love it. They will love it. I love your baby hairs and I lay you down there, do all of this. They will love it because it caters to their needs. But if you telling a group of people to wake up, nobody wants to hear that. That doesn't benefit the music business, because now you're cutting their throat. So sacrifices that take place in the business is, It's basically I'm trying to say it without being vulgar on YouTube, but it's an in crowd. You know what I'm saying? And it's, unfortunately, it's needed for these people. know what I'm saying? And then the higher up they go, they get involved with children and all of this stuff. It's so weird. Because you look at a lot of these old school rappers or whatever the case, right? And they may have had some dealings like that. It's not all of them, but some of them. And you wonder what type of individual would want to do that? Like what, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. They have fake positive plants in that space. Also rappers like Lecrae. Yeah. Yeah. Even Christian rappers are controlled. You know what I'm saying? And they have to get down with certain stuff too. You know, more or less not too much of the occultic side, but they do the Greek stuff, if you know what I'm talking about. They do the Greek stuff. You know what I'm saying? But let's play the Steve Harvey clip real quick and then I'll end the live.
Before y'all start calling my radio show and DMing me, talking about why you ain't asked no hard-hitting questions, that ain't what this is. I'm throwing a lob. This is an alley-oop for a dunk. Because this administration needs to get the word out of what they're actually doing and what they're actually accomplishing. So we can stop all this foolishness about what you're doing for black people. Can't nobody come out with no agenda and call it this for black people and expect to get in the White House. You got to play the game different. Y'all know what this is. So now this next question is another lie for her to dunk. Because they done a lot, man. But we see, I'm on this radio show. I'm hearing all these people talking about, I'm not voting if they not doing nothing for us. Listen to me. If you do not vote, the analytics will show. They know how many women vote, how many, they know the age you are when you vote. If we don't vote, how are we going to ask for something next time?
The objective is not to ask for something next time. We're asking now. Okay, we're asking now. I mean, that guy just never seen. First of all, wait a minute. Do y'all remember he got off the elevator with Orange Man, though? Now, all of a sudden, he on the other side. Wait a minute. Whoa. That just crossed my mind real quick. Wait, didn't he get off the elevator with Orange Man a couple years ago? Him and Kanye got off the elevator with Orange Man, and they was rooting for Orange Man. Now, all of a sudden, you telling us that not the vote. This guy here, man. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And he's shady because he tried to cut what's the name throat, man? Bernie Mac. You know what I'm saying? He told them dudes in Hollywood don't give Bernie Mac this role in Ocean's 11. I want it. You know what I'm saying? And they still went with Bernie Mac, fool. You know what I'm saying? Perfectly Imperfect said flip-flop. Faith Keeper said they all switched up. I'm just saying, I remember when he got off the elevator and he was telling us that's the way we should go. You know what I'm saying? And now all of a sudden you sitting down with this lady, now you telling us this is the way we should go. Which way? I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do that. Like... I really didn't know you could do stuff like that. Oh, man. Malia 420 was popping. Yeah, Steve Harvey is a puppet. Yeah, he is, man. But, Terrence said, I sold my soul back in September. We gonna ball forever. Words of ESTG. Yeah, he did admit that. But see, the thing is that, you know, they got to pay dues. When it comes to that type of stuff, they got to pay their dues, man. You know what I'm saying? And every now and then, those type of things require more from them. You know what I'm saying? The more you get, if your career start falling down, now you got to give more. If you don't give more, then either that thing will come for you, all right? This is why I tell people, don't be going down to the crossroad trying to experiment with all this mess. You're going to mess yourself up, dog. You're going to mess yourself up. know what I'm saying? And these things require more from you. They require that type of stuff, man. Like, that stuff ain't playing. Because it got to keep you trapped in. It got to keep you trapped in forever. You know what I'm saying? You know if you give up your relative, you know you can't, do you know you can't go back on that? You can't go back on that. There is no repenting for that. You literally, consciously said, I'm going to give up my relative, my friend, for a couple million dollars in the bank. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? It's just August West was popping, man. Salute to everybody. Thank you, Miss Malia 420 said. The devil always wants more. If you sell your soul, don't forget. He's never satisfied. Thank you. You're not gonna get out of that just easy like that. It just don't happen that way. But salute to everybody, man. I just want to talk about a few things today. If you on the Patreon, make sure y'all tap in the dark side. Richard Pryor's life. Yeah, you know I'm saying a little too raunchy for YouTube. And also, let me get this over here real quick. World domination through attack on the people. We can't eat. Alright, this video right here is eye opening. I talked about how they shutting the farmers down. I showed that. I showed a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy out here, but salute to everybody that catches the replay. Jay, love y'all all. Let me shout some people out. Tata was popping. People don't have morals anymore. They never did. People never had morals. You know, you got a selective few of people out here that do have respect for themselves, and then you got some that don't. You know what I'm saying? Renee said that is a terrible sin, Jay, but there's nowhere in the Bible that says you can't be saved if you've given over a relative to death. Well, I mean, if you knowingly do stuff like that, I'm not combating what you're saying, but I feel like if you knowingly do some stuff like that, like, that should be considered unforgivable. Because let's think about it, right? If God said, go out there and do the worst thing you could possibly do, and I will forgive you, don't you think that it would just be like obsolete? You get what I'm saying? It's like, all right, so you giving me a cheat code to commit crimes, do adultery, do all of this stuff, sin in the worst way, but I could always come back and say, forgive me, right? Even though you should consciously not do that anyway. Like, it's, you know, morally you shouldn't do it. If you sit down and say, I'm going to give up a relative for fame and fortune, you know, and then you reap the benefits from that. Like, I mean, one of the two, either the devil's going to come and collect. All right. Or, you know, I don't know. I'll be thinking about stuff like that. I'm not the smartest when it comes to stuff, but I just don't think that, you know, it works that way, where people would just be like, hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, Malia said, there's no such thing as discernment anymore. That's true. It's sad, but it's the truth. Don Lobo said, FYB Jay Maine said he would sacrifice his homies. Check it out, Jay. I don't know. He's a comedian, so I don't know if he's being serious or not, but there are people that actually involve themselves in that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it is very, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, that stuff is no joke. The industry is no joke, man. The higher up you go in there, you know, you don't just think people become billionaires for no reason. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy, man. Oh, salute, Crystal. Thank you, Crystal. I see you in the building. Salute to everybody, man. I'm going to work on this video for y'all on Patreon. I got y'all today. It's going to be very informative. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to work on this. And then tomorrow, I got another video for y'all on Patreon. So salute to everybody. I greatly appreciate all those that hit the like button, and I'm out.